Climbing into the Unknown, Everest. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. Its elevation of 29,035 feet, 8,850 meters, was determined on May 5, 1999. It was previously believed to be slightly lower, 29,028 feet, 8,848 meters, as determined in 1954. The new elevation has been confirmed by the National Geographic Society. The summit ridge of the mountain marks the border between Nepal and Tibet. In Nepali, the mountain is called Sagarmatha, Goddess Mother of the Snows, and in Tibetan, Chomolangma, or Kwomolangma, Mother of the Universe. On May 29, 1953, a beekeeper from New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay, a Sherpa from Nepal, became the first human beings to conquer Mount Everest. First attempted in 1921 by the British, Everest had spurned 10 major expeditions. Early expeditions ascended the mountain from Tibet via the North Face. However, this access was closed to Western expeditions in 1950 after the Chinese took over Tibet. During 1951, a British-led expedition, including Edmund Hillary, travelled into Nepal to survey a new route via the Southern Face. Taking their cue from the British, in 1952, a Swiss expedition attempted to climb via the Southern Face, but the assault team of Raymond Lambert and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay turned back 200 metres short of the summit. The Swiss attempted another expedition in the autumn of 1952. This time, a team including Lambert and Tenzing turned back slightly lower. In 1953, a ninth British expedition led by John Hunt returned to Nepal. Hunt selected two climbing pairs to attempt to reach the summit. The first pair turned back after becoming exhausted high on the mountain. The next day, the expedition made its second and final assault on the summit with its fittest and most determined climbing pair. The summit was eventually reached at 11:30 a.m. local time on May 29, 1953, by the New Zealander Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay from Nepal, climbing the South Col route. The two men hugged each other with relief and joy, but only stayed on the summit for 15 minutes because they were low on oxygen. Hillary took several photographs of the scenery and of Sherpa Tenzing waving flags representing Britain and Nepal. Then they began the slow and tortuous descent to rejoin their team leader, Colonel John Hunt. When he saw the two men looking so exhausted, Colonel Hunt assumed they had failed to reach the summit and started planning another attempt. But then the two climbers pointed to the mountain and signalled they had reached the top, and there were celebrations all round. In 2003, nearly 50 years after Hillary and Norgay proved to the world it could be done, their sons, Peter Hillary and Jamling Norgay, along with Brent Bishop, the son of one of the first Americans to reach the summit, retraced their father's footsteps. Peter Hillary calls what his father did climbing into the unknown. But there are still unknowns, new unknowns, as technology brings more people and more ambition to the mountain. Much has changed in 50 years. When Hillary and Tenzing shook hands and embraced on that patch of snow 5.5 miles in the sky, they had no witnesses. Since 1953, around 1,200 people have reached the top of Everest.